I'm Lizzie O'Leary, and this is Marketplace Weekend. It's time now for the Marketplace Quiz. That's when we ask musicians, writers, and other people in the spotlight questions about work and money, how they've shaped their lives or taught them important lessons. And if you're feeling like there's been a serious lack of house music played on public radio lately, well, you're in luck. Here's Marketplace producer Haley Hirschman with this week's guest.
What's up? It's Steve Aoki, and I'm a DJ and music producer.
Fill in the blank. Money can't buy you happiness, but it can buy you.
It can buy you my mom's house that's right next to me.
Is this a suggestion for our listeners?
It's something that I just did. I just bought myself a house and I built it, and then I wanted to see my mom more, so I decided, hey, if she's down, she could be my neighbor, and so I just bought her a house next to me so I could see her more.
In a next life, what would your career be?
It's hard because music's always my core. So if it wasn't music, it would maybe be fashion, because that's also something that I focus a lot of my time on, or science. I'm a big science enthusiast.
What kind of science?
I'm really into the overall topic of science fiction that becomes science fact, the idea that we can live forever through technology and the technologies that we're creating to get to that point or extend our lives. There's a lot of interesting stuff that you would only imagine in comic books that are happening now.
What is the hardest part about your job that nobody knows?
Well, as a producer, it's not easy to come up with a song that connects with people the way, you know, after you finish something so simple or finish something that connects with people in a simple way that's very organic, you think that it just flows out in the studio when you're sometimes banging your head against the screen for months trying to get to that point. It's really difficult to come up with something that connects with all kinds of people, and that's essentially what my intention is when I'm in the studios. How do I connect with as many people as possible?
When did you realize music could be an actual career?
As a career, I guess, is when I moved to LA. I quit being in bands and I started focusing on Dimmock as a record label. As you know, I stopped being interested in being front, being the band, but being the guy to help other bands. And I, was passionate about doing this label, and somehow it's still around all these years later. You know, that was one of those decisions I had to make in my life, where I was either going to go stay in school or I was going to, really do this label.
And you remember the first time you got paid to perform?
So as a DJ, my first gig that I got paid might have been Spaceland. Are you familiar with this place?
No, what is Spaceland?
It's like a rock venue. It holds 200 people. And they paid me $75. And that was a lot of money for me at the time because I was doing gigs for free. But I had to bring my own equipment, and I didn't have any equipment, so I had to rent it.
Oh.
And it cost me $75 or $100 to rent the equipment. So I mean, at the end of the day, I got paid, but I actually probably ate the cost, So that was the first time where I got cash in my hand. I remember getting cash in my hand for that show.
What is something everyone should own no matter the cost?
Spotify account. I mean, I live and die with my Spotify account. I'm just it's on all day. I just want to have access. I want to hear this. I want to hear that. I want to mix genres. I'm going to go back and, in time, listen to this. And I'm always on Spotify.
Do you remember the last thing you were listening to on Spotify?
I think it was maybe Metallica.
Nice.
Yeah.
What advice do you wish someone had given you before you started your career?
You know, I think, I don't know what that would be, but I know that nothing comes easy. And it's hard work, and you have to really love what you do because it's a struggle, and you have to manage your expectations and understanding. You have to make hard decisions. That's also the difference between a successful businessman and one that isn't successful.
Yeah,
is being pragmatic and thinking clearly, thinking ahead, being a chess player.
Steve Aoki's documentary, I'll Sleep When I'm Dead, is streaming on Netflix now.